I think this episode's gonna be gay.
Open your purse. Gay rights!
Let's go! Let's go, lesbians! Let's go!
You're listening to It's a Gay Area with Ruby and Patrick. Buckle up, bitch.
Hello and welcome back to It's a Gay Area's RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12 review series. My name is Patrick Clancy. And who else do we have in the studio still?
Hi, my name is Daniel Kitty.
She's back. We tried to stop her, but she's back.
I lost my way back in, girl.
Ruby is not here this week. Unfortunately, she is very busy and we wish her the best, but she will be back. She's not ill.
Just booked and busy,
which is, we love that for her, honestly. But yes, we are back for episode 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12, which is really episode 1, part 2.
Yeah.
It's the second half of the premiere, which I'm still not a fan of.
No, and I kind of forgot that the first episode happened because they reintroduced the second lot of queens.
Yeah, so. And like the thing is, it wasn't even the queens, it sort of came off as not a surprise because at the end of the first episode, they left a message on the mirror, the first queens being like, we done already done had ours's. And that's supposed to be a big surprise, like a twist, but the new queens are just like, season six, okay. They're here. And also their clothes were already there, so like...
Yeah, and I think it really ruins the fun of it all when they're trying to pretend as if they don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I know. It's... I feel like they could have just come up with another twist that would have been, like, sort of just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
But, like... Anyway, so we met 6 new queens this week. I think... All in all, it was a slightly better episode. I feel like there was a little bit more drama.
Yeah.
But hopefully there'll be way more later. We are just going to acknowledge really quickly that one of the contestants in this round of queens, her name is Sherry Pye. Prior to the season, she was outed as a sexual predator, having preyed on a number of men via a fake persona. So for all intents and purposes, the rest of the season, we're essentially just going to ignore her.
Yeah, we're going to try our absolute best to make sure that we're not mentioning her.
Yeah, but like...
It's going to be hard because... It is,
yeah. So she's unfortunately, from what we've been told, she does last a while.
According to our sources.
According to our top secret sources. But yeah, unfortunately, we do just want to acknowledge that that did happen because we don't want to minimize it at all. But yeah, we will just be ignoring her essentially because she doesn't deserve airtime.
Yeah.
Tea. But yes, so we are going to go through... Let's go through the entrances first, because that's always the fun moment. So, to start with, there was Rock M. Sakura. I didn't know how I felt about Rock from the promos, because I was just like, oh, like, I hate being this person. Like, it's a very similar makeup that we've seen. Not that it's bad. It's wonderful makeup, but... It's so notable that you're just like, oh, kimchi, Trixie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I really liked her after the end of this episode.
I thought that she was very personable. And she was 100% herself. And I really saw that she was having fun with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that a lot of the queens this season actually haven't done in their episodes.
Oh, it's so serious. Like, yeah, like... Come on, have some fun. You're on a drag race. You're on a drag TV show. Calm down. Have a laugh.
Yeah. And so she was the first one into the workroom, and she was... If you're going to make a mental picture of her, think anime queen, super kawaii, and a pink, colourful explosion.
I liked the outfit. I didn't hate it. Yeah, it was cute.
Same,
And she just ran around the workroom for a bit, just having some fun, marking her territory.
Just doing a thing.
I was like, oh, how obnoxious, but I was like, actually, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, literally do what you want, no one's there. Then we had Jan was next. I don't know in chronological order, but she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
She was there. Jan Sport is her full name, but they can't use that because copyright law.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is funny. It's great. Jan's quite a well-known queen as well.
Yeah, so I was actually watching Pride in Manchester type video where all of these New York queens had gone over to perform there, and she was one of them along with Aquaria. And this was prior to season 10 airing.
Yeah, exactly. So like, she's already like, I feel like a lot of the New York queens have done a lot of the rounds.
Yeah,
like, they're quite notable. But like, yeah, I'm also excited for Jan. I'm excited for Jan. I think she'll do. She's sort of like, they've positioned her as a sort of Sasha Bell character from season 7, where she's like, I cracked the code. I know what's happening.
But to be honest, I think she does.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She seems like, she's just like, I've seen everything. I know what's happening.
Yeah. Like, she, I think she has a very special point of view, and you see that in the episode, which we'll be talking about as we go through what happens. And she was wearing a sequin varsity basketball type outfit.
Yes.
And I thought that was smart.
It is smart. It's not something we've seen before so much.
No.
Like, it's just like, I love taking something and just chucking sequins on it. It's great. Who came in next?
Miss Dahlia Sin.
Miss Dahlia Sin.
From the city of Sin.
Oh, God.
Apparently.
Not Vegas.
No.
The other one.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Aja's drag daughter. They talk so similarly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I love Aja. She looked great.
Yeah.
Dahlia always looks good.
I was floored the entire episode with her outfits. And when she walked into the workroom with her blue denim bejazzled outfit with the blonde hair, stunning.
I know, it was so good. She does seem a bit, like, not shy, but, like, she doesn't seem, she's a bit timid. She doesn't say a lot. Like, Aja was very loud.
I feel like maybe Dahlia knows to speak when it's important.
That's true.
Yeah.
But also, throughout a couple of the challenges, she was a bit like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I did bad. Not bad, but like, yeah. So I hope she sort of revs up for the next episode. Who was next?
Jada Essence Hall.
There's literally nothing bad to say about Jada
No,
Essence Hall.
Not at
Gosh.
All. She, wow, amazing, poised, professional. And when she walked in, I just... do you know that Whitney Houston song where in the video she's her own backup singers?
Oh, my God.
Like the hologram type
Yes.
of... Yeah, that's the type of vibe I got with the blue sequin evening dress and the wrap around the hair. I thought she looked stunning.
She looks so beautiful. And, like, there was nothing... She's just so perfect. And also, I love a collarbone moment.
Yeah.
Love a collarbone moment.
You can tell that she's worked hard, dieted hard
I
for
know.
Those.
I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm very... And she, also, she's very... Like, when she talks, she's just like... She's not, like, over cocky, but she's just like, I know I'm good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be polite about it.
I love that.
I love it. It's so good.
And it worked for her.
It did work for her. And finally, we had Aiden Zane.
Yeah, Aiden Zane.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Aiden Zane. I appreciate that she is doing something different, but I don't know. There's something about... It's scary, but not in a good way. That's how I feel.
I'm going to give her the chance to grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 And we'll just say that. What was she wearing?
She wore a latex catsuit with a red blazer and a short black pixie cut.
I don't...
She looked like... she looked like Grandma's China doll.
Which is... It's definitely a look.
Yeah.
But it needs to be done well. But, like, I feel like she may have... She did do it sort of well in the fact that, like, she is the haunted one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the pixie cuts when they're really, choppily cut. Like, yeah. you have to be, like, Raven does that well. But, like, I feel like sometimes it can just look a bit messy.
But also, that was consistent throughout the episode mm-hmm. with her. And
yeah.
I was thinking, maybe you could have went the extra mile to maybe try and press this a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, then again, I feel like if it is the first episode and no one's going... Not that they knew that no one was going home. Spoiler. But, like, I feel like, well, if you're not going home, why pull out your best material at the start?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, going on to the episode, we had another fall, spring runway.
Yes.
Which is a really, I love it. It's such a fun challenge. Again, Mayhem was there as someone, and then it was Kimchi and Sonique was as not Karl Lagerfeld. But yes, so there was another lot of runways, and I'm going to leave them up to our dear friend Daniel here to review.
Well, I would like to start with, I actually think that this episode's runways were substantially much better than the previous episode.
I agree.
And the first one was Rock'em, mm-hmm. and she wore a kimono number with drawings of herself wearing that exact same kimono, and I thought that was pretty fun.
It's good, yeah. I'm always wary of a really flowy moment, but she didn't do it badly. It was quite well done.
I was entertained,
yeah,
and I really enjoyed that. She painted how she was going to wear it, and then mm-hmm. wore it that way.
Yeah.
And then the next person that walked down the runway was Dahlia. She was wearing the orange 60s hair with the green ostrich feather tube dress.
It wasn't too much, but it was enough. It was beautiful.
I thought she looked perfect.
Yeah.
And my jaw hit the floor when I saw that. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning when I finally got the chance to watch it, and I was so tired, and it woke me up, revived me, gave me the life that I needed.
And again, I feel like you have to be, I think I said this last week, like, neon has to be done so well to look good. And yeah, she did it.
Yeah.
She did it well.
And then we have Jan, and I think Jan had my favorite look with this one.
Mm-hmm.
In the entire episode. It was the finger wave hair moment with the pink accents, and it was like a corset top with jewel flowers. Ooh. As a skirt.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And I wasn't expecting it mm-hmm. from her entrance look.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's good to, like, sort of spruik some diversity in your looks, especially in your first outing.
Yeah. And then Jada was the next one down the runway, and she wore a floral print peplum racer's dress with a type of cutout illusions.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very rich woman going to the races.
I have money, and I'm going to bet on the horses, and if it doesn't win, I'll kill it. I will kill this horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the fall looks, and we have Rock'em again with a koi print mermaid mm-hmm. dress. And nothing really stood out to me that much. It had, like, the collar,
mm-hmm.
which I liked because at the back there was a koi hanging from it.
Yeah, she did post on her social medias her original concept for the thing, and it wasn't done exactly how she would like it because felting is quite a consuming process. But the original, like, design of it looked really beautiful, and it didn't look bad on a runway either.
No.
Yeah.
And then Dahlia's fall look was phenomenal. It was a black fur hooded moment, and it was sleeved. It had mesh intervals, and I thought it was perfect. The only thing that I personally would have changed was she had her hair coming out of the back.
Yes.
And she was in black. The hair was black. I think that if if she didn't have the hair coming out of the back, mm-hmm. it would have just really...
Absolutely. It did look like I'm a widow going to a ski lodge, but I will not be skiing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then Jen decides to come out in a beautiful floor-length green crocodile material-looking coat and a dress with these phenomenal ruffles at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that that was such a departure from her entrance look to the spring look to now.
Yeah, you are right. I think she has. She's just like, I'm going to do this look. I'm going to do this look. I'm going to let them know what I can do.
She cracked the code,
She girl. Cracked the code.
And then Jada came out in a lavender 1960s, 1970s ensemble, which I'm sure Ruby would have gagged for because she said in the last episode that that's the type of fashion that she absolutely loves.
Oh, God, absolutely.
And it was very much like a... She looked like a Bratz doll, in my mm-hmm. opinion.
Yeah.
That's the type of outfit that I'd seen a Bratz doll. It had the first sleeves. It was very expensive looking. She looks very expensive throughout the entire episode.
Yes. Like, she's... I can't say enough about Jada. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we still have more runways to go. It's lovely.
Aiden came out looking like grandma's tablecloth. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about Aiden. I still don't know. And also, like, when they get out of drag... like, you sort of have an idea of what most people are going to look like out of drag.
Yeah.
Like, once you've watched the show a bit, you're like, oh, I can sort of see what you look like. Aiden, I have no idea what you look like out of drag. And it's just, like, the punkest, like, septum ring, stretched lobes, which I'm not saying it's bad at all, but it's just, like, I did not expect this from you being in drag.
Yeah.
Also, my favorite part of them getting on drag is everyone just getting immediately horny.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
And they like to do that a lot.
They do, and it's wonderful. So, yes, the guest judges for this week come through because we had Nicki Minaj last week.
Yeah.
So they've brought in two people to make up for that. But one of them is Robin, and I'm just like, I love you, and you speak so delightfully. You like a magical elf.
It's the best it could get, Robin.
I know, it's so good. And then there's Tandy Newton from Westworld and yes. Various other productions. But, like, Robin.
Robin.
Robin. Like, and I've never actually watched an interview with Robin before. Love her music. Like, Honey, I've listened to it straight for about hours on end.
Yeah.
But, like, the way she talks is just so... So good. It's like so soft and like melodic.
I think she's so sweet.
I
as
love
well.
Her. And she came backstage and untucked, and she was just like so lovely. They did have another main challenge where they had to do a number, but instead of a rap number, it was a Fosse inspired number. I don't know how I felt about this challenge. I feel like both of them were a bit lackluster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I might have enjoyed the Fosse's number more
mm-hmm.
because watching the episode, I felt like that they had a lot more communication. And
yeah.
And something that I thought was missing from the rap challenge was that when you listen to the raps
mm-hmm.
individually, I think they all could do well for themselves. But I don't think that they come together and paint the perfect picture.
Yeah.
I feel like that they could have discussed it a bit more mm-hmm. and maybe bounced off of each other and had a bit more teamwork like this group of queens mm-hmm. did. And I think this group of queens did such a good job to make it flow.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite though.
And maybe it's because they had a full-on fight during rehearsals.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was just a fight about like sort of nothing. I feel like it's just such a pressure cooker situation.
Yeah.
It's just like, we don't have time.
I was feeling that. I felt, I wrote a lot of communication. Jen has ideas. No one wants to listen to them. Jada's being a bit of a diva and worried about time. They end up wanting to do what Jen does, but yeah, not... I felt very confused and perplexed
yeah.
about it.
So the challenge was quite good. The only reservation I had is that they praised Aiden on Aiden's verse. I hated Aiden's verse. I did not think it was good at all. I thought it was weak. I thought it was like Sasha Velour, but not good.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't understand. And they're so intent on being like, I didn't see who you were. I don't know who you are from this. And I was like, just ask them who they are.
Yeah.
Don't expect them to tell you through a Fosse number. Like, it's hard.
It is hard. But then with Rockham, mm-hmm. she was very explicit with who she was.
Rockham's was good.
She made a fart joke. And who doesn't love a fart joke?
Ruby would have loved that fart joke. Pour one out for Ruby in the fart joke. But, like, yeah, it was wonderful. One thing I do want to note, though, while they were getting ready for the main stage, for the runway, there was a very emotional moment with Rockham again, who I feel like got a lot of screen time in this episode. And
yeah.
No one was mad. It's fun.
No,
she's quite
that.
Funny, yeah. Yeah. But like, she had a very emotional moment where it's just like, oh, my mother was addicted to drugs and that was a trigger for me during the challenge because she was in charge of choreography. And while I thought it was very sad and whatever, I do think it's bizarre to have it in the first episode.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, and this is absolutely not taking anything away from Rock, but like, I think it's really odd to be like, these are people I've known for literally a day, and I'm going to tell them all my deepest secrets, and they're all going to be sympathetic towards
yeah,
me. Which I'm sure they were, but also like, it's just like, it seems very intense.
I wonder how pushed she was to reveal that.
I would imagine quite.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have to do so much to, like, while getting on the show. It's just, like, they have to, like, know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see more of that. Yeah, like, it's...
I just think if I'm sitting down with a new group of girls, I'd probably would be talking about how great I am. And not what breaks me.
Yeah. I probably would bring up trauma, but just to freak people out. It's like, yeah, my dog died. I'm really sad about it. Yeah.
Really sad.
Anyway, hope you win. Love your hair.
So I didn't really like Dahlia's rap or look during the Fosse's number.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mind her look. I feel like it's quite... I feel like Dahlia can never really put a foot wrong, if that makes sense. Like, she always looks nice, but, like, it is very samey sometimes. Like, it's very wavy, long hair, blonde. I do understand what you mean. Were there any other standouts in the number for you?
No. No. Honestly, maybe Jan, but no.
Yeah, I feel like it's very rushed. We'll go onto the runways in that case.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good runway theme. The runway theme was Tool, which is so good. I think it's like it's relatively easy to work with, but that means people need to do more with it.
Yeah.
So we'll go through them now. So we'll start with Aiden, I guess. Aiden's look. It's fine. It's not bad.
It was a dress.
It's like a puffy green dress.
It was very sewn by Macy type of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fine. It does look a bit China Dolly, which is good. The hair's different, which I like. It's like a finger wavy dark purple one, which is it's good to show that she has other wigs. Dahlia, I didn't like it as much as some of her other looks.
It felt like it looked cheap compared to the other looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
Yeah, it was just like a red number, like asymmetrical off the side.
With red PVC thigh highs mm-hmm. with the buckles across them.
Yeah, and it's like, we all have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jada looked great.
Yellow cupcake looking dress.
It was beautiful. Like, especially that pale yellow without making it look like pee.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like, and especially against the dark skin.
That's
it's
exactly
so
what I was
beautiful.
Going to say.
Yeah.
I thought it really complimented her complexion. Mm-hmm.
And like a beautiful wig, beautiful earrings matching.
She's just beautiful.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, and her makeup is stunning. That's something that I was thinking the entire episode. Yeah. I was thinking this bitch has it all.
I know. And like Dahlia's makeup's quite good as well, but it's very like Instagram. It's like, but like with Jada's, like you could see it from like the end of the room. It's like, it's so defined. Jan, I did not love Jan's look.
I didn't love it either, but I loved how she thought out of the box and she thought to bring the tool, T-O-O-L, to the tool, T-U-L-E.
I did think it was good. Like, I did appreciate that it was, because like, the first thing that really comes to mind with tool is like a dress, because there's like not too much else you can try and do with it, but like,
whereas she was wearing a high-vis
work
suit with a jacket. She looked very tradey.
She looked very tradey. I feel like it's just something that didn't translate as well as... I feel like it just couldn't translate as well in the fabric. It did. It didn't look like terrible, but like, I feel like it just sort of lost it.
It was the safe.
Yeah, it was safe. It was funny how she brought the tool though. That was like just having a wrench and just sucking on a wrench, you know. And then we come to Rock. I loved it.
I loved it too. And Ross didn't love it.
No, it doesn't give you shape. Yeah, yeah. You're wearing a corset. It's like big on top. Skinny, bigger.
Yeah, and
I loved her.
Also, I felt like it was very on brand with being an anime type of kawaii type of drag queen.
And like, that's the thing, like, it's not too much because like you're seeing it reflected in the makeup.
Yeah,
like everything looks pretty defined.
I thought it was very well balanced. And if I had to wear any of them, that would be the second on my list. The first on my list would definitely be Jada's yellow dress.
The first would be Rock's for mine. I love it. Yes. Yeah. And, like, it is, like, a long, like, puffy tulle skirt. 1,000 yards of tulle. But, like, you can take... I'm looking at Rock's Instagram. You can take that off. So it's, like, a little short skirt. I think it looks better with the long bit.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought it was... so fierce.
It was great. Then, yep, so that's all the runways for now. We did eventually have a winner, which was Jada, to no one's surprise.
Yeah.
Jada just came in and was like, why are you here? I'm going to win. Yeah. The lip sync song was Call Your Girlfriend, which was so beautiful.
A phenomenal Robin song.
I know. Well, I mean, what is an phenomenal Robin song? It was so good. I love Robin.
Same. I think it's easier to pick a bad Robin song. None.
Yeah, there's none of them.
No, they don't exist.
No, so yeah, the lip sync, Jada ended up winning. It was good. She performed well. It was a nice emotional sort of call your girlfriend moment.
Yeah.
And then she won. And then they went backstage.
And... oh my goodness, they walked in backstage and there were the other girls that they were waiting for.
I remember how in season 6 it was just like a big dramatic moment. And then like episode 3 came and it was just like Trinity came in and going, hi, lovely to meet you. I don't think it's as dramatic as they're trying to make it out to be.
No, you can tell that it was very, very... organized.
Yeah.
Like, they walk in, there they are, and they're all looking displeased.
They look nice, though.
They do look nice. I thought Gigi looked stunning.
I know. It's just, like, a little black dress, black wig.
Yeah, the
She's
suitcase.
Also just so statuesque. It's beautiful. But, yeah, I did like the moment they just, like, all just went, meh. And I was just like, don't you dare say that to Jada.
No.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Like, yeah, it was a big moment. And then the episode cut. We'll have to be back next week.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we finally get all the queens together. And it's a big improv challenge based on America's American Idol. But it's called America's Worst. And it's people with no talent.
Yeah.
I would fit in very well.
I personally wouldn't, but I'm glad that I'm glad that you're comfortable accepting that.
And I'm glad that you know your self-worth. But yes, thank you very much for joining us for another week. We will be back next week, hopefully with Ruby.
Yeah, hopefully.
We miss you, Ruby. Come back.
And I'm sorry if you feel like this episode wasn't very interesting.
We don't think you're very interesting, so... No, yeah. I'm kidding. We do. We love you. But yes, we will be back next week for episode 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12. Goodbye.
Bye.